The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Rivka Skidmore from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Flavor is about helping you live a healthier, happier lifestyle. Simple Home Improvements for Visually Impaired by Kaya Latterman. Coping with vision impairment has become a necessity for many more people as the baby boom generation ages. But some simple improvements can help aging homeowners stay independent and safe. It can be something as basic as painting a door frame a different color or getting rid of dinner plates that blend right into a tablecloth. They're mostly subtle changes, but they can have a high impact, says Shanora Simon, the coordinator of Adaptive Living Program at the Helen Keller Services for the Blind, a nonprofit group. She recalled one client, for example, who was having a tough time eating and drinking without spilling things. Miss Simon spotted the problem right away. The client was using beige dishes and mugs on a white tablecloth. It was an easy fix, Miss Simon said. She suggested switching either the tablecloth or the dishware to a darker color to better define objects. Mr. Tezos, who lost sight in both eyes as a teenager, uses a National Library Service digital player for audiobooks. For people who have lost some vision, but who sees shades or has some visual acuity, using color contrast can help determine where things should be located, according to a 2015 report about low vision architecture and design from the National Institute of Building Sciences, a non-governmental organization. At Sellis Manor, a 12-story affordable housing complex for the visually impaired in Chelsea, the doors and door frames and walls inside apartments have been painted different colors. The contrast can help indicate where a door is and whether it's opened or closed, says Magnus Magnusson, who in Manhattan-based design firm Magnusson Architecture and Planning is overseeing a 3-year renovation of the building that will finish in a few months. Marking stairs and cabinet doors with bright colored tape can also accentuate edges. Bold colors, texture markings, and walls help people identify where they are, Mr. Magnusson said. Many people will have to tackle small home improvement projects, like if they start to lose their vision. Mr. Tezos' apartment at Sellis Manor comes with an emergency pull string. The number of Americans diagnosed with blindness or low vision, which is defined as having an uncorrectable vision loss that interferes with daily activities, is steadily growing. There were more than 3.3 million people over 40 who were blind or had low vision in 2004, and a figure expected to double by 2030 because more people will be diagnosed with diabetes and other chronic diseases, and the nation's population is rapidly aging, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Other practical household changes include using solid colors for floors or kitchen countertops instead of patterned tiles or designs to make it easier to find things that have dropped. You take for granted how easy it is to clean something up when you have your vision, said Gerald Hayes, who became legally blind about 9 years ago due to complications from glaucoma. Mr. Hayes, 74, said he liked to keep clear paths in the living room of his one-bedroom apartment in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, to avoid tripping. I know exactly how many steps it takes from my front door to the living room chair, but I certainly don't need things in my way. Text-to-speech navigation on Ms. Dertizo's computer helps her use the Internet by using a computer-generated voice to read to her. Paula D'Artizos, who lost sight in both eyes as a teenager from a congenital glaucoma, agreed, saying she kept her apartment at Sellis Manor open and airy, and bought a smaller couch and chairs for her living room, which are pushed up against the wall and windows. She also got rid of her coffee table after killing her legs just one too many times. I call it creative modification. If you want to be independent, you need a home that's functional. Ms. D'Artizos says she especially liked some of the new technological upgrades that were included in an overhaul at her building. A talking thermostat has made adjusting the temperature much simpler, and a new intercom system has made it easier to contact the front desk. Although she hasn't ordered any goods using Amazon Echo she received for Christmas, she used the smart speaker to check the weather, play music, and participate in what has turned into one of her favorite activities, a daily quiz game. Ruthie Abar, who lost most of her sight because of retinal degenerative disease, lives with three of her four children in a downtown Brooklyn apartment. She says one of the most important changes she made involved the lighting in her home. I had track lighting, but they're not really good, she said. She bought new lamps and installed LED bulbs. Some of the lamps bend so she can point them where she needs light, and blinds and shades that adjust easily to help keep out glare. She liked more sunlight, though, after living in a unit that faced an indoor courtyard for 12 years. Your light source makes a huge difference. In the city, individuals who have been diagnosed with low vision or blindness can contact local nonprofit organizations like Helen Keller, Lighthouse Guild, or Vision Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired to help them adapt to a new living environment. National organizations include American Foundation for the Blind and National Federation of the Blind, and many of these agencies have occupational therapists and staff members who teach classes and make house calls to determine what needs to be altered and what adaptive products might be needed to help people with impaired vision remain in their homes. As Ms. Ibar said, she recently started using a cell phone app developed by Microsoft called Seeing AI, an intelligent camera app that verbally describes what is going through her phone. It doesn't work correctly all the time, but the fact that I have a tool on my phone is simply amazing. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Four outdoor recreational activities for the blind or visually impaired. Labor Day is many people's last opportunity to have fun. School starts, summer vacation's over, routines are switching back to what we consider a regular schedule, but long weekend holidays provide a final chance for enjoying summer activities before weather changes to fall. If you're blind or visually impaired, people may think you don't prefer to navigate activities that take place in a vast expanse of nature, or even a smaller expanse of your yard. So we've put together a list of four outdoor recreational activities for the blind or visually impaired, and you can share it with your party planning friends or for your own reference. Riding a tandem bike. You'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. Tandem bikes allow you to enjoy recreational benefits of biking while having a navigational guide. Pedaling can provide exercise, but if you have physical limitations, you can choose to allow the other biker to do most of the propulsion. Tandem biking is also a good opportunity for socialization. You can enjoy the company of just the person you're riding with, or invite a group of friends to join you. Tandem bikes are available online and at many bike shops and sporting goods stores. They can be as basic or as fancy as you like, and if you don't already own one, you may want to consider making the investment. Or, if you just want to enjoy an afternoon ride over a holiday, check with local stores to see if they have a bike rental program. Yoga. For a more solitary, peaceful outdoor activity, you may enjoy yoga. Yoga strengthens muscles, improves balance, and helps you practice concentration. Yoga can be done indoors and outdoors, but when the weather is nice, an outdoor session allows you to experience soothing sounds and feelings of nature. While yoga is often used as a solitary relaxation exercise, if you're in the mood, you can join a group for outdoor yoga or invite friends to come over and have a yoga session in your yard or your local park. Some people are experienced at yoga and able to do traditional yoga mat, but another good option for the blind or visually impaired is a braille and tactile yoga mat. The yoga mat for the visually impaired is three-dimensional and has raised and depressed features called stations that are strategically placed to indicate where the user's hands, feet, or head should be placed. These stations cover positions for all 24 of the basic yoga poses. Five-a-side soccer. When the weather is nice, a pickup game of soccer in your yard or local park can be fun. It's a great activity to do while waiting for the food to grill during your long weekend holiday get-togethers, or while you could just kick a ball around. Using a five-a-side model gives you a more organized way to play with a smaller group of friends. In five-a-side, there are four outfield players and a goalkeeper. The rules are flexible, because it's played informally, and you can adapt rules to the environment and any special needs. Goals are smaller than in traditional soccer, and game duration is shorter, so you don't miss dinner to finish out your match. When playing while visually impaired, blindfolds are used to make sure that none of the players has a visual advantage over other users. Industry-standard soccer balls with bells are available that allow everyone to know where the ball is whenever it's in motion. Exactly the same size and weight as a pro ball, these regulation soccer balls provide a consistent soccer experience for everyone, no matter what their soccer background or physical abilities. Basketball. Basketball is a seasonless sport. If you grew up with a goal in your driveway or down the street from a park, you know kids will play it in the sweltering heat or with snowbanks piled round. Basketball keeps you in almost constant motion and is one of the most popular Paralympic sports. And basketball has been adapted for the visually impaired through the uses of buzzers and bells. When playing an adapted game of bell basketball, it's best to limit the court size. That makes bell basketball very suitable for driveway or cul-de-sac games. Ground passes work best for passing the ball because it gives the passer more control over the ball, and the sound of the bounce gives an auditory clue to the receiver. You can quickly turn any basketball hoop into an adapted one by using a bell basketball kit. The kit includes a regulation-sized basketball with internal bells and is also a goal locator or buzzer that can be placed on the basket and an extra bell that can be positioned on the net to ring whenever the ball goes through it. You can use the kit in your own hoop or pack it up to your next get-together. We hope you have the chance to spend time outdoors with your friends and family before summer fades. If some of these ideas for recreation were new to you and you didn't have specialized equipment, don't worry. Prepare ahead for next year, gather supplies, and you'll make your next warm weather holiday even more enjoyable one. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Pina Colada Lush, a dessert casserole from Wine and Glue. This no-bake Pina Colada Lush is super simple to throw together and absolutely delicious. Perfect for picnics and parties, this no-bake Pina Colada Lush is super simple to throw together and delicious. Recently, my good friend Dorothy asked me if I had any Lush recipes because she was putting together a roundup, and I said, A what now? Who are you calling a Lush? Just kidding. Sort of. I can't believe that there's an easy dessert out there I didn't know about and hadn't already blogged about. But lo and behold, we've found one, and obviously need to change that, and quickly. So if I'm being totally honest, I was totally intimidated to create a Lush, which couldn't be ridiculous. They are crazy simple dessert, and not something I was familiar with, and didn't know all the Lush rules. To be clear, there are plenty of Lush rolls I'm familiar with, just not a bake-layered dessert Lush rolls. When it comes to easy desserts, there are kind of no rules, right? So I think in general most Lushes have a crust of some sort, and then a layer that is whipped cream, and cream cheese blended together, and then pudding, and more whipped cream and a fun topping. Yes? Lush experts, feel free to weigh in with me. So this is my first attempt, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. There is an Oreo crust, a layer with some pineapple in there, coconut pudding, and toasted coconut on top. It probably took me less than a half hour to throw this together. I'm not kidding. It's crazy easy and really does have a piña colada taste to it, and is a perfect no-bake recipe. You will need 20 golden Oreo cookies, 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter, melted, 8 ounces of cream cheese, room temperature, 1/4 a cup of powdered sugar, 8 ounces of crushed pineapple drained. You can also use 1/3 a cup of drained crushed pineapple, 8 ounces of whipped topping, 3.4 ounces of instant coconut pudding mix, 1 cup of skim milk, 1/2 a cup of toasted coconut, and cherries for garnish. Instructions. Crush 20 golden Oreos and mix them with 3 tablespoons of melted unsalted butter. Press into the bottom of an 8x8 glass baking dish, and in a large bowl, mix together 8 ounces room temperature cream cheese, 4 ounces of whipped topping, the powdered sugar, the pineapple until fluffily combined, and evenly distribute over the Oreo crust. Mix together the milk and the coconut instant pudding. You can even use the same bowl from the cream cheese mixture without cleaning it. Let sit for a few minutes before evenly spreading over the cream cheese layer. Then top with the remaining 4 ounces of whipped topping, and then top with toasted coconut. Refrigerate for a few hours before serving, and top with those cherries. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Ways to take care of yourself this summer. Summer offers a great opportunity for you to release tension and give yourself well-deserved rewards. It's time for going to a picnic, feeling sand between your toes, sailing, splashing in the pool, and for many other relaxing and refreshing adventures. Therapists recommend that you experience the following ways to nurture yourself and have fun with this summer. Plan a vacation. It doesn't matter where you go, as much as taking time to do something for yourself. For example, you can go on a trip to a place that is especially beautiful during summer, and at the same time, you can enjoy the view of your own city as well. We recommend that you make a list of activities that you would like to do, such as visiting a museum, going to a picnic in a favorite place, playing your favorite game with your loved ones, anything that pleases you. Also, we recommend to you pay attention to events organized in your town or city. There are summer festivals that are a great opportunity to keep you in a good mood. Take a break from technology. Everything seems to have a slower pace during the summer, so it would be the right moment to take a break from your dynamic program of the year. For example, you may experience your temporary breakup with technology by getting rid of your smartphone, laptop, tablet, for a few hours in the evening. Also, you can try to break away from technology for one entire day, either each week or during the summer holiday. In this respect, let your coworkers and families know you're not going to be online during a period to give yourself a chance to reconnect with you and your beloved family and friends. Get involved in playful activities. Psychologists suggest thinking of summer activities that you enjoyed during childhood, whether it's football in the schoolyard, cycling, eating ice cream in the park. Whatever your preferred activity may be, connect with your inner child. Go for it! Spend time near water. The sound of water soothes the soul and helps you clear your mind. Thus, you can find a place either at the beach, near a river, or in your own pool or the community pool in your town. Enjoy fresh snacks. During the summer, there are many delicious fruits and vegetables, so it would be great if you answered to the challenge to taste a new fruit or vegetable each week. Wake up early. Waking up 30 minutes earlier than you're used to can be unexpectedly refreshing for you. This can give you the chance to spend a quieter time either meditating or enjoying your morning coffee, either enjoying a short walk or reading something that nourishes you, not your emails. Take a walk. Walking reduces stress and is considered to produce moments of inspiration. It would be especially beneficial to go for a walk in a natural setting without any technologically accessories on you. Spend time outside. Choose an outdoor activity that really brings you joy and doesn't feel like an obligation. It could be anything from starting a garden to cycling, swimming, jogging, etc. Do something outside of your comfort zone. Sometimes, the best way to reinvigorate is to do something outside of your comfort zone. For example, you can join a personal development boot camp where you don't know anyone, and also enroll in a marathon. You could try a new sport, go camping or fishing somewhere. Consider these suggestions for summer and feel recharged with the new energy necessary for accomplishing new great things this year. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Creative inspiration for everyday life. No-bake strawberry cheesecake bites. These no-bake strawberry cheesecake bites are so simple and delicious and make a great dessert at parties or when you have a taste for a sweet treat. Cheesecake is always one of my favorite desserts. I love it when it has a little extra, like a chocolate crust or drizzled with strawberry topping. And if you've been hanging around us for a while, you know I'm all about making simple treats. For whatever reason, the thought of making a whole cheesecake is a little intimidating to me. I've made cheesecake cupcakes and now yummy strawberry cheesecake bites, so I think I just need to take the plunge and make that actual cheesecake. My only worry is that I'll end up eating the whole thing in one sitting, which is why I love these little bites. These no-bake strawberry cheesecake bites are so simple, but so delicious, and make a great finger food dessert for parties or when you have that taste. For the ingredients of no-bake strawberry cheesecake bites, you will need 1 pound of strawberries, 4 ounces of cream cheese softened, 1/4 cup of powdered sugar, 1/4 cup of vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and graham cracker crumbs or crushed graham crackers. Cut the tops off the strawberries and hollow out the inside with a paring knife. In a bowl, combine the cream cheese, powdered sugar, and vanilla with an electric mixer. Fill each strawberry with the cheesecake filling using a spoon, knife, or piping bag. Dip the strawberry cheesecake side down into graham cracker crumbs and keep refrigerated until served. You'll want to serve these the same day as you make them. And these are delicious. are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service, a fun playground workout for parents and kids. You may know it as a playground, but the simple structures found in most schoolyards can be equipment at a family-friendly gym. You may know those simple structures. We asked Sheila Dunn, a certified personal trainer and family wellness director at Meadowlands Area YMCA in Rutherford, New Jersey, to design a circuit of playground exercises guaranteed to help you and your kids get into the swing of staying fit. Hanging crunches. Grip an overhead bar or set of rings. Lift your knees and bring them as close to your chest as you can. Drop your legs and repeat 5 times to start. Work your way up to 3 sets of 10 to 15 repetitions. This is good for your arms and core muscles. Swinging cross kicks. Sit on a swing and grasp the chains. Lift your legs so that they're parallel to the ground. Cross one leg over the other, and then switch, maintaining your balance. Repeat 10 to 15 times, working up to 3 sets of 10 to 15 repetitions. This is good for your core, hips, legs, and balance. The side climb. Try this exercise only when you have the slide to yourself. Hold on to the sides of the slide, scramble to the top as quickly as you can, and then slide down. Repeat 5 to 15 times as your stamina allows. This is good for your arms and your legs. The park bench dip. Sit and hold the edge of a bench with your legs slightly extended, knees bent, and feet flat on the ground. Keeping your shoulders back, slide off, and lower your bottom until your elbows are bent 90 degrees. Hold the position for 2 seconds, and then lift back up. Repeat 10 times, and work up to 3 sets of 10 to 15 repetitions. This is good for your triceps. Run out of time for today's episode of Flavor. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Rivka Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Flavor.